Good evening and welcome to the NAGB's Blank Canvas, the show in which we speak about visual culture and creative community. I'm Amanda Coulson, I'm your host for this evening, and you're listening to Guardian Talk Radio 96.9 FM. Tonight, I have two wonderful women here to speak to me about the Cultural and Creative Industries Innovation Fund from the Caribbean Development Bank. They've just started this fund. They had a sort of a biennial, invited artists to come and make projects. And we're going to be speaking to one of the artists that won a grant this evening, a Bahamian. We're very proud of her, the artist Sonia Farmer. But here from the Caribbean Development Bank is the coordinator for the Cultural and Creative Industries Innovation Fund, Marielle Barrow. So I'd love to welcome Marielle back to the Bahamas virtually. I know she's been here a couple of times. She's a scholar. She has done a lot of research into Bahamian artists, specifically Antonius Roberts and his sacred space. So welcome back virtually to the Bahamas, Marielle. Nice to see you.
Thank you. Thank you. It's a pleasure. I mean, I would love to be there in person, really, but virtually we'll have to do for today.
I know. Well, listen, you always know you have somewhere to stay. So, you know, come on back. The weather is not great now, but we always love to have you. So tell us a little bit about, just give us the framework for the project. What is the incentive behind this? What was the whole thing that just happened with all the different artists? I know there was a plethora of artists from all over the Caribbean region bringing artwork in. There was an online show. So just tell us a little bit about all of that.
Well, so the Cultural and Creative Industries Innovation Fund, better known as CIF, is a fund that was started at the bank in 2017 and was really operationalized in 2018 when I started. So we have five grant streams, five priority subsectors, I should say, one of which is the visual arts. So we do audiovisual, we do, film and animation under audiovisual, and then we do music, festivals and carnivals, and so on. So visual arts is one of the key subsectors that we focused on, and we really take a value chain approach to our subsector. So we look at the gaps in the value chain in terms of that particular subsector. So within the visual arts, we recognized that there aren't, you know, ongoing biennials in the region. Yes, there have been a few. Many of them are national, but then have begun to invite international or regional players. I know that there was one following that was started in Martinique that invited regional players as well. But we know that these things tend to have a kind of staccato movement. You know, they stop and they start. So we recognize
that's a very elegant way of putting it.
Thank you. So we recognize that. That there is a gap in this regard, and that artists in the region deserve to have a space and time in the region when they can come together as artists, create together as well as individually, and showcase their work. So we do this through accelerator programs. So this is actually an accelerator as a biennial. And the other accelerator that we are offering under visual arts is, in fact, the first Caribbean Masters of Fine Art and CVQ in Caribbean Art. So that will be hosted by another regional player. So we have those two accelerators under the visual arts subsector. And so Sonia won a prize grant through this project. And the prize grant is the next step in the value chain. So we talked about the value chain intervention. So the value chain, you know, consists of creating, producing, educating is part of it, consumption, but then it's also distribution and so on. So we try to link those different aspects of the value chain. And so this is why we give the prize grant, so then persons can continue to produce for the market, right? To facilitate that further market integration. So the program itself, what we do is as the bank is not the executing agency, the bank is the funding agency, and we place a call for partners in the region who will execute on our behalf. So we shape some general criteria in terms of what we would like to see for this biennial, some key aspects, and then they bring through the conceptual framework to the project. And so the persons who won this grant to execute this biennial was a collaboration between three partners. The lead partner was Anime Carib, and Anime Carib runs an animation festival within the region that's been going on for 20 years. And then The second partner, of course, was Hillside House and Antonius Roberts, who we all know is a master artist in the Bahamas. And then the third partner was someone by the name of Martin Ford, who is an environmentalist, and he's from Barbados. And so this triad, or this kind of triptych, brought together these varying areas of focus that really blossomed into something, you know, just beautiful and significant and meaningful. And so the concept for that they put forward was this idea of statelessness, which is, of course, it's a cause, it's an issue.
Yeah. And a huge issue, I mean, again, not just in our region, but globally, but very much for us, because, again, so many of us are moving around even in our own very developed countries have issues with statelessness, as I'm sure you know from your work here. You know, we have a lot of challenges here with people born here who don't have the right piece of paper or arrived here and living in this very strange limbo of statelessness. Yeah.
Exactly. So it's a theme that is so, so pertinent. And yet it's a theme that persons who are living a different lifestyle within the same communities may not be aware of, right? They're not really aware of the condition that others around them are experiencing. Mm-hmm. So we thought that this theme was, you know, not just a theme that was, you know, interesting from a visual arts perspective, but that's something that others in the community could really connect to and begin to tap into and get a deeper understanding of. So they won the pitch, they won the grant to execute this event. And so we were able to attract 24 artists from, I believe, 14 different countries in the region to participate in this biennial.
Yeah, no, that's amazing. It's actually, I'm catching up. I'm looking at your website. It's a very good website for people if they're interested. So the CDB has a website, but also CARICOM has a website, CDB Awards. And there's a lot of information in there. So I love this idea that different people won the grant to execute it. That's something I didn't realize. So it's almost like also you're asking people to collaborate in the region on producing this sort of entire event. So you have Antonius Roberts in the Bahamas, you have two other agencies elsewhere, and that's already kind of creating connectivity in our region, which, as we know, is one of our huge problems, like that we're so disconnected either through geography but also through language. Did you find that was a struggle at all, Marielle, in putting this together, the different languages? Did you find you had better feedback from one specific language group than another? Or was that something you were able to overcome?
Well, we did have Haiti participating, but our Haitian artist was fairly fluent in English. So, I mean, they have to be bilingual a lot of times to be able to integrate in the region. And he's an artist who's participated in the Haiti Ghetto Biennial. He's also a lawyer, though, interestingly, that I didn't know before. So I hope I'm not, you know.
We all wear different hats here, right? We all wear different hats.
Right. Don't quote me on that. But that's what I believe I heard. But in any case, you know, he was fluent and he was able to collaborate and communicate because he has done so through other fora in Haiti. So in this case, the language was not the significant barrier, but I'm sure it was a barrier in terms of having, let's say, more Haitians participate. And so that's still, we do have as well, let me mention, through the bank, a CIF Haiti project where we will be having three accelerators as well, one in festivals, one in visual arts, and one in fashion. And so the visual arts one is going to partner with the Caribbean Arts MFA program, and they're going to produce a Haitian specialization in Haitian art.
Oh, that's fantastic. That's really fantastic. Yeah. So, and how did you have to act as a kind of interlocutor between the different spaces doing the different projects, or how did you manage to like sort of weave it together into one kind of cohesive biennial? Because that's a bit of a challenge.
Absolutely. I mean, as you know, as the CIF team, what we do is really provide technical assistance support. So we help to, you know, we essentially kind of provide training where we help to structure the projects. We work in collaboration with our executing partners to structure the projects. And as a regional agency, what we've really been able to glean is all the best practices. So we have templates, we have, you know, ways of doing things that incorporate the best practices that we share with our executing agencies. And we're able to address a lot of the gaps and the concerns and the challenges by, you know, essentially deploying these best practices. And so that's how we navigate that sphere.
And there is then an online area where you brought everything together. So who curate, like, how did you do that? Who, was there like one curator for all the different submissions? Was there, was there a jury? Like, how did you decide like who was going to be in the show? How did you make those decisions?
So that is, that is definitely what the executing agencies and that collaboration, that was their role. So Antonius was the curator for the show, and so that was his role. Anime Kareeb was, you know, kind of the project manager, and so they created the online space on their website and developed all those visuals and so on. But Antonius selected, you know, well, the team actually selected the participants. So we got, I think, maybe about, I can't remember how many applicants, but maybe 30 or 40 applicants. And then we shortlisted and selected And the team doing that included myself and our CIF Haiti coordinator at the time, as well as a representative from each of the agencies, you know, the collaborative agencies who won the execute. Selected those persons. We came to a consensus on that. We spoke about their strengths and their weaknesses so that going into it, we had an idea of, okay, what does this person bring to the table? What do they need to focus on in terms of development? And then Antonius really functioned as a mentor throughout the engagement. And maybe Sonia can speak more to that.
Yeah, that's great, actually, because that was going to be one of my questions, is that, but also for the people that, so I'll ask definitely Sonia about his mentorship, for the people who did not get in. So I just worked on an online art show for the Museums Association of the Caribbean. And one of the things we decided we would kind of commit ourselves to was actually to engage with people that were not accepted, so that we could help that, because sometimes people, like, they really don't know why. And was there any chance to mentor any of the people that were not, to say, listen, this is what you could, this is how you didn't do the application right. This is maybe what you could do next time. Is that something you've got involved with?
It is something that we consider in a different way. So, you know, what we did in this particular biennial is that we included emerging, established, and export-ready artists. So we definitely tried to understand where the persons were coming from, that they would not all be on the same level, but address their conceptual, you know, their ideas and so on, and then help them refine, because this is also about skills building. So we're not dealing the best of the best from that sense, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, we approached it in a way that made it more just in that respect. And then in terms of how we deal with persons who don't make it, is that we have other resources through CIF that we provide. And I'd love to speak more about that. We have the CIF community of practice. We have stakeholder consultations where we meet with persons interested in finding out more about the resources that we can offer them otherwise. And there are several resources.
Oh, well, that's fantastic. So how does somebody get in touch with you if they want to avail themselves of those resources?
Absolutely. You can email us at cif@caribbank.org. That's 1B in Carib Bank, so CIIF@caribbank.org.
And perfect. And
invite you to our databases.
Great. Fantastic. Well, listen, we're going to go to a short break, but I'm sure we're going to hear more from you, Marielle. We've just been talking to Marielle Barrow, who is the Coordinator for Cultural and Creative Industries Innovation Fund at the Caribbean Development Bank. And the short for that is CIF. But as I'm just saying, it's a C in CIF, not an S, because, you know, like in that's how we pronounce that. And she just gave out her details. You'll hear them again. And we're going to hear more about the work the Caribbean Development Bank is doing. And after the break, we're going to hear from one of the grant recipients, our own Bahamian Sonia Farmer, who we're extremely proud of. So just stay tuned to The Blank Canvas, the show in which we speak about visual culture and creative community. You're going to be right back with us here on 96.9 Guardian Talk Radio.